Hello and welcome back to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to be my reaction, a little bit late, to the fact that season 2 of Star Trek Prodigy is going to be launching on Netflix. Season 1 is going to be released on Christmas, December 25th, and we're going to get season 2 sometime in the first part of January, I think is what the math is. And I'm really excited about that because we're going to finally get to see the fruition of what they started at the very end, where we've finally established that two timelines can exist through a connection of a bridge, aka a wormhole. So that wormhole is connected to the first timeline where the ship wasn't lost in the past. The kids didn't go to the Federation. The ship was lost and went to the future and messed things up. That's the timeline that the wormhole is connected to. On this side of the wormhole is the timeline that we're following. So when they go to the other side of that wormhole, we're going to be treated to more expanded canon than what we got in season 1, where the diviner was explaining to his daughter what happened. So we should theoretically get more information. The timeline should not be at all the same. They should be different by a large measure because none of the events that we're following occurred there. There was no protostar being sent to 2364 or whatever it is. There was no diviner. There was no of his progeny. There was no other person going back in time to try to do things. All that stuff is different in that timeline, and I really hope they remember that and they capitalize on the differences in the two timelines. Might even get to the point where they decide to maybe have to close that, or it risks them being stuck in that timeline and not be able to come back somehow. That would be interesting predicament. But since there's no guarantee of a season 3, I don't think they're going to go that route. I'm just curious what they're going to do. We already know that Robert Picardo is going to be in there. Just don't know how much he's going to be in there. If he's just going to be in there for a little bit. But because he was on the shuttle and he has the mobile emitter, he should be able to go along with the mission and replace the training hologram, because now we have Admiral Janeway. So it'd be interesting to expand upon them, and those two characters can kind of add on canon about where Chakotay is, where Kim's at, B'Elanna, you know, Tom, all of them. We get a little bit of information from Tom in Lower Decks, but now with Prodigy, we're getting stuff after those events. So it won't conflict with anything that they did in Lower Decks, because Prodigy takes place years after the events of Lower Decks, which apparently is in 2381, and the events of Protostar are happening in 2383 or 2384, somewhere in there. So we can expand upon canon with what's happening to the Star Trek Voyager crew, because now we have two characters from that time that could be talking with each other and having talk about they could be talking about a flashback, or they can even have a hologram or a thing that happened on Voyager or something. Anything can happen in season 2. No one knows where it's going to go. So it's going to be really interesting to see. I'm really happy that it's going to be on Netflix. Now I got to buy Netflix, but still exciting. That is going to wrap up this podcast.